love sending Kim pictures because she gets irritated. Whatever irritates Kim, I like
too
to
funny,
do.
Funny, mama.
So that happens to me.
Hey everybody, and welcome to Two Funny Mamas. I'm Kim Whitley.
And I am Sherry Shepherd. Hi everybody. Hi. Hey girl.
Hi, how
hey,
you
girl,
doing?
Hey.
Hey girl, hey, you look cute.
Thank you, and you look very cute yourself.
Thank you very
With
much. Thank
blue
you.
Blue eyeshadow, looking all oh, good.
Thank you. I like
looking
a blue.
Goody-licious.
Yes, I want to thank all our listeners and our viewers. Thank you so much for joining us. You look
Can I
very
ask you a question?
No, what?
When does that one eyebrow go back down?
I thought about that. I was like, what? It went back up, didn't it?
You know, Kim Whitley had a little bit of Botox or some kind of Groupon thing, or her doctor offered it for free. So I don't know what happened. And so she got Botox on her eyes, her head, or wherever you put botulism. And one of her eyebrows, she noticed, was lifting more than. Now I made you self-conscious. I'm sorry. Now
it
she's
is.
Covering her eye.
I saw it the other day. I was like, why is that? But you know what? That's what I get for not going to my regular Botox doctor. I went to another doctor, and he was like, you want a little Botox? Sure. And that's what
maybe gave you a little too much in the one eye, but this was like 4 weeks ago that we talked about this, and I just noticed that because your head is front and center on the screen and it looks good, and I just noticed that eyebrow. Now you got to keep both your eyebrows raised like that, Cruella DeVille, so that they're even.
Oh my God!
Do you know what that singer Stevie Nicks said about? She said she would never do Botox again, Kim. You know why?
Why?
She said because Botox made her look like evil Satan's sister. And every time she looked in the mirror, because her eyebrows were so arched up high, and she said that she would be looking at herself going, where is your sister, Satan? That she looked like, that's how bad she looked. She didn't like it at all.
What I should have done is gone back to the doctor and said, can you put a little more on this side to even
it? But the problem, I think, is once you start that process, then it never, you don't stop. Because like nowhere in our conversation did you say, I'm not going to do it again. You said, I'm going to go and have them put a little bit more.
Oh yeah, I got to go get I should go on to the right doctor. I'm not going to say I shouldn't have done it because I've done it and I've been doing it and it worked. I just switched doctors because I was, oh, a little discount. And that's what I get. He did say, he was like, this ain't Botox. This is like the generic brand. He did say that.
That's what he said. And you got one generic eyebrow. You still look cute though. Good thing about you, and that I always tell you this, you're really pretty. So it goes a long way under the grace for you. Like when you tell me that you haven't taken a shower in 7 days, you're really pretty. So
I don't know why you trying to put out my hygiene. I did not. No, 7 hours.
I said 7 days. I didn't say 7 hours.
7 days.
I said 7 days.
It's 70 hours.
I'm just saying, because you're really pretty, it just covers so many things. When you act crazy with men and you get an attitude, you're really pretty. So it covers a lot of stuff. What are you looking at?
I'm trying to focus my camera again.
Your camera is focused, and I love that about you. Your dimples are very, very pronounced because of this 28-pound weight loss.
But my skin is starting to fall.
Well, go to the guy who gave you Botox on your eyebrow.
Okay.
Then one side of your neck will be hanging.
Oh, no.
Wow. Let's jump into this. First of all,
I'm on a roll.
Yeah. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Delightful, Kim. How are you? I thought Sherry was doing a great job really setting a tone for the show. I'm like, okay, she's building her up. She's
today
building up.
Is just
and then
the
she
day
brings
I'm
you
teasing.
Back down.
I'm just teasing her today because I know she's so calm. She's like, you know, because I've taken 2 Valium.
Yeah, I took the bag on melatonin last night. No, let's just be honest. You kept me up too late. I said, I'm going to bed at 10. You call me. You know I got a bonnet on my head and you want me to get on your live. It wasn't appropriate. That we're up after midnight. Now I'm tired. I said we have to do our podcast.
Are you saying I disrespected your time?
Yes. And then you stayed up to 4 a.m. talking to a boy. Who does that on a work night?
It wasn't a work night. It was a Friday night.
That's a work night. Are we working? We shoot our podcast on... Okay.
And also, Kim has an attitude. Kim has an attitude because I was 18 minutes late. And she
no, sitting. I got an attitude because you kept me on the phone till midnight. I got an attitude because you stayed up till 4 a.m. talking to a boy. And now you all giggly and smiley this morning. And what was he saying? You so pretty. You so pretty. Can I get a booty call? You so pretty. Can you buy me a Range Rover? You so pretty.
How did you know it was a Range Rover? No.
Right.
He did not say that half of it at all.
He just kept saying, you so pretty. Were y'all FaceTiming?
Yes,
we were. Y'all on video, so y'all was on FaceTime.
Were you
licking your lips and talking smack? No. That's what you do.
No, we actually, so Kim is talking about there was someone who texted me. And he had told me that he has always had a crush on me. Actually, and when we talked, he said, I watch The View for you. I used to watch, I don't watch The View, but I watch it for you. He said, to hear you talk about Jeffrey when he was 2 and to now he's 15, like I used to watch you. And so he said he's always had a crush on me. He said, stop acting like you're throwing up. You brought it up. And he said, I sent you so many tweets and you never answered them. And I would see them and I go, oh, that he's an actor. And I would go, oh, that's so-and-so. And I didn't really answer them. And then he was like, you know, I just have always really had a crush on you. And so when we talked, he's very funny and we laugh. We laugh like you and I laugh, except he didn't have a bonnet on his head.
No.
And he's not bossy. And so we laughed really like we're both from like cities that are close to each other. We're both down to earth. But you know what he did say? And this is the thing. He was very clear, Kim. I'm not looking to be in a relationship right now. That's what he said. And he said, I'm enamored by you. I have a crush on you. I want to see you. He said, but I've been in a relationship for 6 years and we broke up last year and I feel like I just got out of prison. And he's like, He said, you know, I'm open, but right now, and I respected that. And he said, I'm just trying to be honest. He's a Sagittarius. I don't know what that has to do with that. What was that look for? Sorry.
Oh, Sagittarius. No more Sagittarius. Workaholics.
Look, workaholic. Oh, are they workaholics?
Workaholics and some other things. Yeah,
I'm a workaholic.
I am too.
What do you mean some other things? Just, He loves you. He loves you so much. He's like, because Kim is just wild. She don't take no mess. She like an auntie. She be fussing. He was like, I don't know why y'all don't do a movie together. Your chemistry is gold. And he said, Kim is just such a queen. And he was like, and then he goes, and I got to tell you, he goes, who's got the bigger breasts? You or Kim? I was like, hands down, Whitley.
Oh, no. No. Okay.
Your boobs are humongous.
Chris, don't you think we're gonna
what do you think? Chris is going to be a measuring tape floating out of air?
Outside of people that know the two of you carnally, I'd say I'm up there in the top 5 of who would know.
Know us each, carnally.
Each Saturday. Oh, each time we record pre-show, there's always a showing off of sorts.
So who you think?
I think that Sherry would claim it. So I think if Sherry, no.
You guys are dumb wrong.
I hate when I pick up Kim's. No. You guys do that? I now say no because I'm talking to Kim all the damn time. So, no, I think if Sherry had them, she would take it. Kim, you're trying to be modest. Sherry, I believe you that Kim's are bringing it home.
Kim, you know, and the thing about Kim's is, Kim, your boobs are bigger than mine because they're fuller than mine. Mine are flat fat.
I don't think so. What's your cup size?
It's like a F. If I go get them custom, it's an F or a G.
Yeah,
if I go to a regular store, it's a double D. But I'm saying, Kim, yours are full.
I'm a triple D and a G. You might be right.
Yes, yours are fuller than mine.
I do have a second opinion. We have a guest editor or engineer, Matt, in today. He edits a lot of all of your clips and all these things. Matt, second to me in the room as far as seeing it. Matt, do you have an opinion?
I definitely think Kim takes it home.
I know what I'm talking about.
No, that's because you wear modest Christian clothes.
No, I don't. You know, and this is what.
Let's see your shirt. Let's see your shirt. You got on a teacher's shirt right now.
No,
you have on a dress.
Because I don't cut. I don't
do that. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Nate, not Nate. What's his name?
Matt. Everybody.
Matt. Yes, I remember Matt. Matt. Chris, y'all see that little Sunday school shirt she got on? It's red or orange. Mm-hmm. And she got a big old giant cross on top of that. Okay.
This is my cross. I thought today was Sunday. I literally did. I thought today was Sunday.
No.
This is what I want to say. This is a discussion for the audience. I'm just saying, when a man tells you, when a man says to you, and Chris and Nate can verify this, when they say to you something, you got to listen to them. When a man says, I don't want to be in a relationship, I'm not looking for a relationship, you got to, I think sometimes we as women go, but you know, if I just show him and he's going to fall in love, like he said to you, I'm not looking for a relationship. And you have to respect that. I didn't get mad at him. And he was like, I would love to just, you know, he said, I'm busy with my career, because he's a working actor. He's working. And he was like, but I would love to talk to you. Let's get together. Let's, you know, I get tested for COVID 4 times a week. So I'm negative, you know, on my show. I get tested 4 times a week and twice with Dish Nation. So I'm negative. And he was like, let's have fun. He said, you're busy and you got your son. You're not ready for a relationship. So let's just go and have fun.
What is that, Nate? Matt? Chris?
Damn it.
Please translate.
Are y'all snickering back there? Are y'all snickering up there?
They're laughing.
Let's break this down. Let's break this down.
Go ahead and translate that bullshit. Go ahead.
Somebody, the actor to be named later, tuned into the episode last week where Sherry openly admitted during a world-class rant that Kitty was...
my lonely. Vagina was lonely.
Right. That's so. I'm thinking if he is a fan, if he watched you on The View, he listens and watches the podcast. So I'm thinking that was the bat signal, and baby, he came home.
The bat signal. Wow.
All right. I'm not going to lie. He was very honest about that. Chris, he was
I like this guy.
He didn't hide that. He was very, very honest about his physical attraction for me.
Part he liked best?
He's a boob man. He was like, I've always been enamored. He was honest. He said that. He was honest about if this leads to some physical, which I hope that it does. He was honest.
This is a full on. They were close to like maybe a little bit over the phone.
Oh, no, we weren't. No.
No, we weren't.
This was a straight on date. Wait a minute. On Instagram Live, all the comments were like, are we watching?
Hell, what are you doing? Why do you do this? You don't.
Oh, sorry. Cut that out. Sorry. Mark that. Because we're not live. My bad. Can you cut that out, please?
I thought we kept things real on this show.
This fool gonna fool around and have me in TMZ, and they're gonna have the names out.
But this fool said, Chris said, I thought we kept.
No, because she gonna have she. You know I'm private.
We kept it real on this show. Oh God, that was funny though. All right, cut that part out. Sorry.
Yes, go ahead, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
They marked it.
Keep it in. She's such a dumbo.
No, don't keep it in. Please don't keep it in. Because they will. No.
they're gonna know, and then it's gonna be
a, right. Don't put that in, please don't, Chris.
All the things, and that's not what I don't want that. It's just we're talking hypothetical here, so we
right,
so
okay.
that there's a discussion. So now we're gonna drop it because you don't know how to keep your freaking mouth shut.
No, let's continue. So Chris, and please, Chris and Matt, can y'all chime in and say if a man says, "I don't want a relationship." And he says, what did I say? Go ahead and translate. He said, but let's have some fun. What does he mean?
He said, let's talk. Because here's the thing. He did say, let's have fun. And he did say, I am physically attracted to you. I've always been physically attracted to you. He said, I tried to talk to you years ago, but you always would say, oh, you're so silly. Aw. And you never, he said, I left you a Marco Polo message. Several. And I never paid attention to him. He said, I saw you at comedy clubs. You pranced around the stage. You had such confidence. And he said, so I kind of been pulling back. And I said, well, why did you never call me? And he said, I never had your, how do I get in touch with you? I never had your phone number. Somehow he got my number. And I ended up interviewing him for something about his work. And he just was funny. And it made me look at him a little bit different. I love the fact that he's lost a lot of weight, so he works out, amazing body. We talked about health and being diabetic and getting off sugar and working out. So he liked that, but he was very honest about there's a physical aspect of you that I would like to get to know.
Well, so, okay, this is the perfect time to go in to get the music ready. Please ask a white guy.
What a transition to the
what a segue.
What a segue. My goodness. Kim, take it away, please.
Okay. I would like to ask Chris, and I would like to ask Matt right now, who's here with us today. When a man says, I don't want a relationship, but I want to have fun. And you heard the whole thing. Can you please translate and give us some advice what you think?
Matt will let you know his thoughts. Go ahead, man.
All right. First and foremost, it sounds like he is interested in you on an emotional level, not 100% sure, definitely attracted to you on the physical level, but you could be 2 or 3 dates away from that 2 a.m. club.
Okay. Got it. That's Matt, decent assessment. I'm going to throw it in. He likes your titties. I say titties because it's a word that's thrown about here. Let's get into it. You're into the... He's got his eyes on Sherry's titties, which have been spoke about from the world
you
over.
You have to say boobs.
So boobs. Sherry's you boobs. I'll cut that as well. So Sherry's boobs have been a big point of conversation lately. I see Sherry floating around over here. Here's the thing. I like this guy. I like that he's talking to Sherry. I like that he's putting it out there. He's laying the groundwork for a successful hangout, conversation, whatever. And Sherry... We're not mad if Sherry brings something home and it doesn't come back, right? You guys are, you're adults. You're putting it out there. And I think you're kind of saying it without saying it, that you're kind of setting yourself up for a one of those, right?
And I think, and here I go, I'm not white guys. And this is such a colorless subject because everybody right. goes through it. I'm under no illusions. Because he was so transparent and he put it out there. So I'm not sitting here going, but I think he likes, yeah. I know that he likes me and I know that he's attracted to me and I know that he wants a physical relationship. And what he said to me was, he said, Sherry, you busy too. Like, are you ready for a relationship? He said, are you ready to get married? And I was like, marriage? Oh, no. He said, are you ready for a relationship? Like, you just went on a rant about your son. He needs you here. You're doing all of this stuff professionally. When do you really have time to be distracted, to be talking to me all the time? And he said, and you tell me, Chris and Matt, this is what he said. He said, I think that people get upset and disappointed. Cause I said, well, I don't want my heart to get involved. He said, but I think you get disappointed when people are not honest and you have expectations and those expectations are not met.
veteran
and
move.
That's when people get really disappointed. But I also know women are a little bit different from men, whereas you guys can compartmentalize. So you
Correct.
Can have a physical relationship and go on about your day. Women have a little bit of a harder time because once our heart gets involved and then you sleeping together, you tying up your souls together, and we tend to get into the romanticism of it. But he was like, honestly, Sherry, you don't want to be in a relationship right now. What you need is somebody to get on the phone with. You have fun. You talk. You laugh on an intellectual. I don't want your money because I'm making my own. And you want somebody to come over every once in a while and hook up your pipes. That's what he said.
Wow.
So is there a difference?
But he said it much more nicer than that. Yeah. What?
Is there a difference in your experience? Are black dudes coming in different than white dudes in that situation? I think this is just, like you said, it's colorless at the beginning. I think I like the way this is getting set up because it's very straightforward.
It's really, and here's the problem, and this is what I'm going to say to my audience and Kim. You know, the problem is I never date. I date you when I get married to you.
Sure.
Because
does.
The religion I came from taught that you did not go, you don't date, you date to get married. So that has been ingrained in my head to where I don't even know how to just go on a date and have fun and have conversation and be able to go, okay, bye. I go out on a date with you and immediately I'm going, what kind of husband would you be? And that's yep. been to my detriment. Because I should have, my first marriage was a one-night stand that lasted 11 years too long. The second one was I dated because I was so, in the Bible it says it's better to marry than to burn. So I was like, well, let me get married so I'm not burning with lust. And then I got married and I'm not blaming anything on him, this was my choice and it didn't work out. We never had sex because I wasn't, and so it's like I got married for the wrong reasons, but I was like, what did I say that was shocking?
No, it
just
wasn't shocking.
Don't give me a joke.
No, we never had sex.
Well, no, we did, but I'm just saying it was not a fulfilling sex life because I got married for the wrong reasons. And right. so I've,
did
and all my friends-
Did you have sex before you got married?
We were celibate before we got married.
Right.
So
that's
you did
the problem right there.
Wait,
yeah, we
your
were
second
celibate
marriage?
Before we got married. My
yep,
second marriage. But
she didn't try the goods and now she mad. I get it.
Do you feel like you've learned since then?
Well, I'm older.
You don't have to have sex before you get married, but you damn sure gotta call a couple exes. Be like, hey, how was me in bed?
I called you.
Hold up. I ain't never slept with your ex-husband.
I know that, but you went on a date with him.
I went on a date with him because I was hungry.
So you just said, hey, I had a meal. Now go talk to Sherry.
No, I called her and I said, I called everybody who I thought might know him. He said, Kim Whitley knows me. And I called Kim and she was like, I think he's a good dude. and again, I don't want people to think I'm disparaging him because I'm not. It didn't work out. It didn't right. work out. I'm just saying I'm older. I would tell a woman if she was 19 or 20, I would give her much different advice than I would give a woman my age. I'm an older woman. I have a child that I'm trying to raise. I got a career. I'm doing stuff. So my advice to a woman my age is going to be different from a girl who's 25.
Sure
so
is.
I appreciate his honesty. I really do because I don't have any
honesty.
Illusions.
I was in love with a dude. I liked this dude. I was going out with him. And I was trying to make a relationship. He said, that's what I'll never forget. He was like, I said, so you want to be exclusive? What are we doing here? He was like, no. He said, I'm dating a couple people. I was like, oh. He said, so you can choose to stay in it or, if you want to bow out. And I chose to stay in it. And then finally, I was like, eh. But I stayed with him for a couple of years. It was great. Because they never got in my way.
You didn't mind that he was seeing other
people?
No, because
they never came up and never interfered with my time. So what I care? Because men are going to sneak and women are going to do what they want to do. But the fact that he was honest, I was like,
and see, this is what I have found. Being in relationships, men are going to cheat. If they want to cheat, they're going to cheat. I would much prefer you be honest with me and say, there's somebody that I am seeing. Mr. Henry is coming at 12, Jeffrey.
Okay,
Mr. Henry, tutor. Andre, come here. Andre's back. I want y'all to say hi to Andre.
Women cheat too. Just don't get that.
I know, but we're talking about dating a man. Yes, women do cheat, but I'm saying on the whole, I think women cheat on their in their relationships less than men. It's not this equal number. Here's Andre finally came back home. You got to get in the camera.
What's up, Andre?
Finally,
hey,
finally back.
Man, it's been forever.
What? I got tested, but you know, I don't know how you feel, but I'm good.
Did you get a negative result?
Yeah, I'm good.
You sent me.
But he's been around 4,000 people since. No.
He's been around you. And this is a person who actually, after he went and saw his mom and his dad, he actually came back to LA and quarantined for 14 days. I don't know anybody who does that. I was like, where are you? He's like, I'm quarantining.
I gotta be safe, man.
When were you with Kim?
Hey, stay out of our business.
So when I ask you a question, we asked Chris and Matt, say hi to Andre. He's back.
Yeah, it's great to see you, Andre.
What's up, Andre?
Glad you're doing well. Been a minute.
Yes.
It's been a minute. I know. I thought Andre was going to stay out there in the wild back, in the outback of Chicago.
I was in the cornfields in the Quad Cities.
So, Andre.
Yes.
A guy says to you, I'm not looking to be in a relationship. I really like you. I would love it to get physical. But I'm not looking to be in a relationship. I would love to have a conversation and have fun and get physical.
Because we're in quarantine. I mean, COVID, everybody want to get physical. I've been looking at y'all differently.
Do you know how many Too Funny Mamas viewers and listeners would be pleased by that? They've been just asking for that to happen since the beginning.
Do you get the picture in his face?
Kim's had enough.
I've been around 70-year-olds for a month and a half.
Andre, when you go to the grocery store, are you giving ladies hungry eyes over your mask?
Man, I'm trying to be respectful and keep it on that. That's all you can see is this. This is all you see.
Yeah, but if your eyes are bugging out like mine do when I go to the store.
The slightest bulge of anything, booty or boobs, I'm...
It don't matter if they're hanging like a beanbag. You don't care.
It's been rough, man. It's been rough. You can't talk to a person and you can't meet them in the street because you don't know what's up under here. They be looking good with the eye makeup and stuff. Then they take it off and like, you know. So you don't know what you're going to get.
Oh, gosh.
Have you done the
Halloween
thing?
All year round now, Jack. You don't know what's under that mask.
Andre, you got to tell them when you're in line at the grocery store and you kind of meet eyes with a lady, you got to go, just so you know, I'm smiling real big under this mask. You let them know and they'll giggle.
If they go a little lower, they know what's on my mind.
We have teenagers who are listening to us.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was talking about my belly because I've been eating a lot during COVID. I got COVID pounds. I'm like, how are you the trainer and your belly bigger than everybody else's? I can't even use the excuse I'm pregnant because it don't work that way.
Mm. Oh, my God.
This COVID got me jacked up, man.
You are ranting like you never ran to be right.
I miss y'all, man. I've been missing you all.
You're whining.
new viewers. Andre, he's a staple in the show. He hasn't been around for 15 episodes, 10 episodes at least.
I went to check on my mom, make sure she was good, and my dad. My mom's a rock star. I'm not worried about my mom. She's good. She's walking around. My mom's birthday was on the 13th. She's 73 or 74.
And we've had your mom on the podcast.
Looks to be 55.
Man, I hated walking through the store. We went to Costco, and my mom be wearing tight booty jeans. I'm like, hey, you my mama. My mom look younger than me. They think we a couple. I'm like, no, that's my mama, man. Stop looking at her booty like that.
You know, Jeffrey feels the same way. He doesn't like me to wear booty shorts. Does Jeff,
maybe if you cut that grandpa beard, maybe you cut off the grandpa smurf beard, they will believe you.
Kim, it's too much to manage. I used to diet, but it grows so fast, I'd be looking like a skunk. It's black on this part and gray on the top. It's just too much work. So I just... Who am I going to fool? I've been posting pictures for 3 years with a gray beard. Who am I going to fool? My face is black. No, you old. Don't try it.
You can tell Andre's been with 70-year-olds. He ain't been able to talk. talking fast, and he has not been able to talk.
I've been talking, but I've been saying the same thing over and over again. My dad just be repeating himself. I'm like, Dad, we just talked about that an hour ago. Remember when you were 12? Yes, I was there.
I cannot. I didn't use the bathroom.
Now that is funny.
That's hysterical.
Yes.
This is why, show Kim again, Chris. Listeners, this is why we've been friends with Andre for
so long. Get on the mic.
We've been friends with Andre for so long, and he's so funny. Go to, what's your Instagram?
The Andre Lavelle.
Although he's not funny on it, he's very militant on his Instagram. So if you expect to get all of this, if you expect to get all of that on the Instagram, you gonna be overthrowing the government after you read his Instagram.
After we finish voting and this is all over with, I'll go back to being funny. But I've been going through it, man. It's been rough.
Every time on my feed.
We're making plans with Chris to come to St. Louis for our Two Funny Mama Spring Cleaning Tour. Do you like that name, Kim? Two Funny Mama Clean Spring what? Cleaning Tour.
She cleaning a plate look like to me.
we lost her that quick.
Oh. What do you eat?
Oh, Kim? No. I've been gone. Chris knows me. I done left in the kitchen. I got a snack.
We let one guest speaker come on. We let Andre get on the mic for 30 seconds, and she's eating a banana and cereal.
Don't eat the banana on screen, Kim. Yeah.
We've talked to her about this. Yeah. No, we've talked about this. Don't eat a banana on screen.
The viewership of men going up right now. They like, oh.
Stop that, Kim. We got teenagers. Stop it. We have kids that listen to us.
The kids got to learn.
This is not Two Funny Mamas After Dark. Eat that banana and put it in your mouth. Oh, geez, I'm just as bad as you. Good grief.
That's an audio clip getting pulled. Oh,
welcome back, Andre. We're glad to have you back. All right. We're going to have to get you in as a guest. You just, Andre, didn't, he breathing hard. He didn't talk so much on this podcast.
Good I know. He went off. So what did you do for Halloween? Tell me what you did.
I was, you're welcome, Andre. Because I do Dish Nation, we dressed as each other. So I dressed as, see if you can guess. This is who I dressed as. Show picture, Chris.
The orange. Okay. Give me a second. Matt's going to grab that.
Now look, let me get my head the right way. Who do you think that is?
Wow. That is pretty good, because actually I thought it was her for 2 seconds. That looks like the brat.
So
let me see that other picture.
Functified. I look like a chubby auntie. I look like the brat's chubby auntie, actually.
Oh my God, that eyeshadow's pretty. But you're giving me, okay, is there another one or you? That's cute.
I think there was there one of me dancing, Chris? I may not have sent that to you.
I don't believe
Oh, no,
so.
I didn't, because it
played the song. Where's the picture you sent me and you look like, you didn't look like DeBrat in this picture. I'm sorry.
So this is a picture. So I was DeBrat and everybody loved it. My comments, we made the shade room. We were in the shade room. They picked us as one of the top 10 outfits. And Kim sends me a text and she says, oh my gosh, you look just like CCH Pounder. Now, for those younger fans who don't know who CCH Pounder is, she's an esteemed actress, but we look nothing alike. Can you show her picture, Chris?
Watch.
Yeah, there it is.
I look nothing like CCH Pounder.
In my the makeup, costume, in the one shot, you were giving me CCH Pounder.
No, I wasn't.
Where is the picture that I put but both of y'all next to each other?
Chris, just put the pic. Can you put those pictures together?
No.
Give us one second.
I didn't send Chris that one.
Why not? Because you knew it was true, because you knew you wasn't looking like no DeBrat. You look like CCH Pounder. Boom.
Y'all send me mail talking about I give Kim compliments and then I hate on her. She's hating. This is the version of hating, because she knows I look like DeBrat and she's upset because she didn't have a costume. She put one hat on her head and somebody said thought she was a witch. And she was like, no, this is a fedora. So can you, are you able to juxtapose, Chris, are you able to juxtapose the two pictures together? One of me with as the brat and CCH Pounder next to me. And don't get me wrong. I'm like a huge fan of CCH Pounder. We just don't look like, if you said.
No, not in, like, the, in the picture I saw you. I didn't see these other pretty pictures.
That is excellent work by Matt.
We look nothing alike him. If you said to me, Viola Davis.
Hey,
if you
I love CCH Pounder. She is a fantastic actress. Let me tell you.
We both love CCH. I wish my acting skills were on the level of a CCH Pounder. We just don't look alike, Kim. And you were hating because you didn't get to get your costume done. So I said, I thought we asked Sybil Wilkes, and we were both in agreement. I think the CCH Pounder and Delroy Lindo look like siblings. Like, can you put those pictures up?
No, I thought you looked like
Delroy. We've got a picture of Delroy.
I thought you looked like Delroy Lindo.
And you thought I look like Delroy Lindo. I look nothing like I look nothing like Delroy Lindo. You are such a hater. He's an amazing actor. Look at me. Wait, let me put my head up. I'm even putting my mouth that way.
Make that face. Make the face like Delroy Lindo. Oh, yeah. I see it in the cheeks.
I do not look like Delroy Lindo.
Look at your lips. Look at your lips. Look at your mustache. Same mustache.
Oh, come on.
If you don't... Okay, you can take him down. This is the definition of hateration. Haterade. I look like DeBrat, and DeBrat loved it. So anyway, that was my costume.
That was good. I want everybody to tell me what they did for Halloween. I like people to put in the comments what you did for your kids or what you did.
You go out, because we're not putting out any candy. We're going to have the gate closed.
No, not we're going to. We didn't, because this is after Halloween. Right.
So we didn't put out any candy.
Lots happening. Before this comes out, you got Halloween, the election. I'm sure you're gonna get into that. There's quite a bit going on.
So that's it. I wanted to, it was very interesting. And then after this, Chris, remind us, because we have to promote our black business. You had to check into a hotel last night, fussing and mussing, because you had a bonnet on your head when we did our Instagram Live. And you did your whole Instagram Live with me with the lights out and a bonnet, a satin bonnet on your head. But you had to check into a hotel to just get ready for this role that you're going to be doing on HBO Max with Ray Romano. You play an undercover spy, a nun who's an undercover spy. So why did you have to check into a hotel?
Why are you in my business again?
Okay. We're on a podcast called Two Funny Mamas Do.
Well, I checked into a hotel because of the distractions are real at my house, and I can't focus, and I want to, you know, do well on this part. I want to be free. And if I don't know my lines just in me, just coming out and part of me, my performance suffers. So I went to a hotel and it was fun, but I ate for the first 3-4 hours. I just ate everything. I brought snacks. I was full. You know, you ain't been in a hotel in a long time. I rolled on the bed. I meant to take a picture.
You took the top cover off though, right? Did you take the top cover off of the bed? Please.
I sprayed it with Lysol though.
No, you got sex seed on you. Oh, no, Kim.
Good. It'd be good to have something on me. That's great. Fantastic. Somebody else's DNA, finally.
Oh, no.
This is why the gentleman that I was talking to till 4 a.m. said, you guys need to do a movie together because you're so conservative and Kim is so outrageous. I can't even believe you said that, miss. Whenever you go to a hotel, everybody, you always take off the top layer because that is a lot of people have sex on the top of the bedspread. So it's
Ain't nobody got time to be pulling back no covers.
A lot of times they don't wash those. And if you have a blue, you should get a black light and take it with you. If you run the black light over the bed, you'll see.
Ran the black light over the hotel I was at, I wouldn't have gone in. I'd have been back home quick.
So you laying around butt naked, rubbing your butt naked butt on the day.
I didn't say it. See, you got it wrong.
I know you didn't have clothes on.
I didn't pack nothing. I went with my purse and my script and some snacks. Matter of fact, I still got the clothes on. I got up out of that bed and came to do our podcast.
So you left like it had been a booty call.
Right. I did just like a booty call. I came in, had my purse. I sat there, I learned those lines, went to bed.
Yeah.
I'm curious. Do you think as Kim left her hotel room, if she was like, ooh, got to get to work. Gonna head out. The morning. You ever have that happen? It's like, it's 6 a.m. on a Sunday. I don't think you're heading to work.
No. No. I was by myself. It was fine. But I wanna tell you what I did for Halloween, and then I'd like to get into the election.
Okay.
Chris, I'd like to give us two different reactions. One on one side and one on the other.
Okay.
And the other one if the world is in pure chaos. So we gotta do three different reactions.
Okay, so pick your own adventure.
Right.
This is awful. This will be airing when? It will have the election.
Yeah, that's why you didn't hear what I said. We're going to give one reaction if Biden wins, one reaction if Trump wins, one reaction if we don't know. Everything is still up in the air. But what I need you to do more importantly is please pull the wig from the middle of your head. If you can just pull the wig down towards your forehead so you don't look like you're, yes, thank you. Thank you.
Kim.
And this is what I hate.
And you put a bobby pin in it sometimes.
I didn't put any bobby pins in.
I can tell. It was just a slipping and a sliding back.
This is what I hate when people put a wig on too far and it'd be like this.
I have a wig related question.
I've seen that. Oh, yeah, that's the
worst. Have you seen that? Have you seen when people put the wig, they pull it up too? You know, it's because I didn't.
I know we're not in Ask a White Guy anymore. I have a question for you, Sherry. Kim, you as well. Yes. If a black woman posts or says out loud online or whatever, I'm so excited, my new unit came in the mail today. What does that mean?
It means her new wig.
Her new piece
has come in the mail for her to use.
My new unit.
Somebody said that.
Don't you dare walk up to a black woman and go, that's a beautiful unit. Don't you dare.
Oh, yeah. So don't use that.
Let me tell you another thing don't you dare do.
Unless you're a hairstylist.
Don't ever tell a woman to pull her wig up.
I know that.
Yeah, don't you do that.
Don't you ever fix your mouth to say to a black woman, pull your wig forward.
I'm so That's glad you said that because I does. Almost made the same suggestion Kim did.
That's Matt. Oh, well, Matt, careful, Matt.
But see, I trust y'all because you know we work together.
You're talking out in the public. Don't just walk up and, hey, ma'am, wig down.
No, I would expect you to say if it's moving backwards, sure, you got to pull it up, and then you just edit it out. Kim is going to stay in because we know each other. She knows damn well. I'd be like, Kim, why you didn't tell me the wig was coming all the way back off my head? It's because it doesn't have anything to stick to because my hair is all the way back in a ponytail, so it's real slick. So there's nothing, no traction under there. So thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
This has been Unit Talk on Two Funny Mamas.
It's been Unit Talk. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Don't, unless, you don't be telling me now, unless you're a really good friend and you see it, or you make a subtle suggestion. If we were out to dinner, Matt, and you saw this thing sliding, what could he say so he wouldn't get in trouble? Listeners and viewers, what do you suggest Matt and Chris say to a black woman if her wig is sliding back?
You might want to catch that.
subtle, great.
This is why I love you so much. You are like the creme de la creme when it comes to off the top of your head comedy.
There's
nobody who does it like you, Whitley.
If she knows football, you could let her know that the defense is dropping back into prevent. Missed.
The defense is dropping back into what?
prevent. So if you go into a prevent defense, everyone just backs up to the very back so no one can catch anything. Whereas if you were going for a blitz, it would be up. It would be pulled up.
I never understood the blitz.
That's way too deep. That's way too much.
Yeah, that was a lot.
Listeners and viewers, I want y'all to tell Matt and Chris how you would like them to tell you that your hair, something wrong with your hair. Just, and we're going to read it. So thank you.
I want to talk about.
Are we going politics?
I know. In my past, did you write something in your podcast book? Look. See your podcast book? Did you write stuff in it?
I didn't. I didn't do any work because I was on the phone till 4 in the morning.
No, just in your book. I know you over there doodling. I could tell. Were you doodling?
No, I'm actually quite present to this conversation because I had a really
great. Well, Halloween, I had a few kids over. We watched a scary movie. I let the guy. What I've learned to do is to give up responsibility. And I called Joshua's godparents. And I said, I'd really like them to have a Halloween. I just don't have the time to do it. So what they did was give him a little party with 5 kids, put on a Goosebumps, Amy got a pinata, a Halloween pinata, filled it with candy, got him some bags, let him hit the pinata, get the candy, watch a scary movie, and he had a little sleepover, and that was it. So that made it easier for me, but still giving him a Halloween. So that's what
great.
We did.
Jeffrey's friends, parents don't let him, they won't let their kids come over.
What?
So he never gets, they say no. Because.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Maybe because I have.
But y'all are clear. Did you tell him you take a COVID truck? I mean, a COVID trip.
COVID,
I mean,
yes.
Thank you.
I'm going to call again because he's very.
Yeah, funny. Because he needs friends. And so it helps.
This has been hard. Anyway, let's go.
So I have a question. Let's 30 seconds about the election.
Let's see if we can get this clock going. We're going to give this a whirl. It's the official Two Funny Mamas countdown clock for our moderated segment. This gets heated. So we did need to add in some tricks. If you ladies pay attention and show respect to the clock, the crowd would appreciate it. So we'll get it at Matt's cue.
You got a mute button? Okay.
I'll let it know. Well, we do have that. We can go. If you're ready, Ms. Whitley, you may start with the topic, and then we'll start your timer after the topic is stated.
Okay. 2020 election results. Here we go.
All right. 30 seconds, Kim.
I'm overjoyed. I am so excited about what this future holds, what this new administration is coming out with. It was a nail-biting night. Let me tell you something. I was looking for the trips and the tricks and the people coming in and doing stuff. But this was a glorious night. I think this is a night of hope. It was a night of hope, this whole thing. I am excited.
Celebratory, yes, but the time is up. Congratulations, President Biden.
Okay.
Ms. Shepherd, your time starts now.
This is one where I feel like so close, but your vote counted. Everything, and now it's time to hold our president's feet to the fire. For him to do what he said he was going to do, it is time to now, come on, get it together. We need to be reinstated in the world as the big chief with the big stick. We need people to get back to work. We need this vaccine. People need money.
That'll
we
do it. Great information from Ms. Shepherd. Wow, what a glorious night. And the Two Funny Mamas backed candidate takes it home, Harris Biden, for the win. Now, the next. Oh, wow, the shirt too. There you go. Now let's talk on our next scenario. Kim, what is our next scenario before we start your clock?
Okay, I'd like to talk about the election results and are they real?
Your time starts now.
Well, of course, it's I don't even know how to feel. I'm numb. I can't believe this. I'm I'm waiting for the rest of the votes to come in and things to happen. It's hard to say, let's go with the people. I don't know how we're going to take another 4 years of this. Let's just hope that maybe there'll be some change and we will see some reprieve. God bless America.
Excellent time control, Ms. Whitley, and poise in the face of an adversary. Go ahead, Ms. Shepherd. Your time starts now.
We have to, I don't know what we have to do because I think that we did it and it was not done. And I'm very frightened for my son. I'm very frightened for my friends and my family. I don't have money to move to Canada. I don't know what to do.
Emotional, to the point. Thank you, Ms. Shepherd. Our third scenario leaves us with uncertainty. It's Thursday. The podcast is out, and we're on day, I guess it would be a couple days into undecided. So where do we head from here? Ms. Whitley, your time starts now.
What is happening? What has happened, Sherry Shepherd? What is going on? This is the craziest year, the craziest thing. Everything is up in the air. I'm not sure, do they have all the votes? Or they don't have the votes? He's going to go to court with this. I don't know, he's trying to fight. We already knew it was going to be some craziness, and here it is. It has gotten out of control. And all I can say is everybody lock down and lock up, and let's just go for the ride.
Undecided. And Ms. Shepherd, with the results inconclusive, your thoughts, your time starts now.
I don't know what's happening. I'm just like, sometimes it's good that it's taken so long. Sometimes it's bad that it's taken so long. I feel like it's bad that it's taken so long, but they got to count all of the votes. And I'm anxious, anxiety, overwhelmed, feeling out at peace, feeling like I have to pray. Like, this has got to go our way. It does, because I don't know what we're going to do if it doesn't go our way. So it's just like, come on. Oh, my gosh. Oh.
With time to spare. Follow-ups of a quick question. If Biden wins, do you accept the recent group of hip-hop artists who have defected and made statements for pro-President Trump? So in this scenario, Biden-Harris wins. Do you let the Lil Wayne's back on team, on your team? Sherry Shepherd, this is a bonus one. You can answer first, and then we'll go to Kim. 30 seconds.
Absolutely, we let them back on. Everybody knows we always accept our own back. Forgive, grace, keep it moving. Come on back home.
That was quick, short, to the point.
Mm-hmm. Ms. Whitley? 30
hey,
seconds.
You know, I think everybody has to flip flop, and when you look at the hip hop artists that defected and went over to Trump, I believe that. I think Ice Cube was staying neutral because I think he wants to take that plan to both sides. Either side that wins, I know Ice Cube wants to help with the black people because Ice Cube wants to help us, but he's looking for a Nobel Peace Prize. You know, when you get rich, you look for the next thing. So
your time well spent.
All right. Can we move
fantastic.
On?
Yep.
I'm telling you.
A lot of death, Sherry. I've had a rough week. I don't know what's going on in this world, but my girlfriend lost her daughter, 30 years old, Tiffany. Then I went to her service, and the next day I was just talking to my friend. If you go on my Instagram, you see the beautiful vote video that starts with the flag and it goes out and it's professionally done. It's beautiful. James Wallace, I was texting him or calling him and I get in response. And then my friend Terrence texted me and said he died. I was like, what do you mean? I'm just talking to him. Immediately I pick up the phone, call him back. I was like, no, that's crazy. And I text him and no one answered. I was like, it's like that. Like, I don't even know how he died. And this guy, Rick Jarvis, all within days of each other, Jamie Foxx's little sister. And I'm be honest with you, Sherry, normally when people die and a lot of people die or something's happening, you call each other, or you'll say, you know, such and such died, you know, such and such died, but it's never every other day. And people call, they don't say, you know, such and such died. They call now and say, what's happening? Wait, I don't understand what's happening. And I feel like for some reason, I feel like God is getting his army together. It feels like he's just pulling people and getting an army together, because it makes no sense why people would be just dropping off. So that's been, you know, that's been a very difficult thing for me.
Have you reached out to people or able to talk to people about that sense of unrest that's going through you?
Yeah, I've talked to my therapist. I've talked to Wendy Raquel Robinson called me. She said, what's happening? What's going on? Like, she didn't call and say, you know, people are dying. I think it's just a thing. You don't have a lot of people dying around you? You don't every other day hear about somebody dying?
I
more friends than you. I forgot. So, you know, it
this
happens.
This is why I love, you have to interject humor into sadness sometimes, because it gets you through. You know, and that was, and even though you're really sad, you can't lose your sense of humor at being able to smile, because that's going to make somebody feel better. I hear you. It's a lot, you know, with being quarantined and by yourself and isolated, and then there's so many deaths happening. You don't know. It's just hard to get your equilibrium, you know. Because you get over one and then there's another one. And then we're going through a crazy election season. You just don't know. You're not balanced. So I hear you, Kim. I'm really sorry you've been going through this, because this is two funerals you've talked about while we've been doing our podcast if you've attended. So I'm really sorry. And I know that Mr. Wallace meant a lot to you. You've known him since you were 20 years old.
Very young.
And that's a long time, because you old as hell. So
it was amazing. He was always managing it.
And I say this because I wanted to make Kim smile.
Yeah.
Because I know she's really, and it's hard because you're a person that's always up and joyful. So I know that this is really hard for you dealing, and you're comforting so many people. So
yeah,
I have an idea that'll raise spirits.
Kim? Let's talk about, what'd you say, Chris?
I do, if I don't mean to jump in and get in your way, but I would say I do have an idea that could raise your spirits. We could celebrate a black business if you'd like.
Oh, okay. Please make sure we don't not talk about Sherry kissing everybody, too.
Oh, let's talk black business and then follow up with the Sherry kisses.
Yeah, because she's out of control. Okay. our black business for today, I'm very excited.
Our black business spotlight.
Our black business spotlight, I am extremely excited about today. This is because it's very close to home for me. And the way they did it, we are celebrating CarolAndCharm.com. CarolAndCharm.com. I like to say my family, my cousin, my in-laws, they are a huge family. They got together like in April. Anna Marie started, I believe that's the sister, putting the plan together. And it's something they always talked about doing. And they said, let's put this idea, this clothing line of Christmas clothes together, especially while we're doing in the COVID. And they've missed each other, so they got to work on each other. Carla actually is the oldest sister, but Carla's the artist. And Carla did my book cover also. She's the one she did my book cover for me, Carla Simone, and her brothers and sister, Anne Marie, Paul, and their mother, Thad, all got together since April and started, and they launched this website just now, October, CarolAndCharm.com.
Can we see it?
I'm waiting on some pictures. Look at that. I know. Sorry.
Very cute. These pajamas. They're Christmas pajamas. So this is all your family right here in the pictures.
Yeah. No. These are Paul in the middle. That's the brother. But these are all his friends that got together for the photo shoot. But they got coffee mugs. They got leggings.
They have black Santas.
They're black Santas.
Black Santa Christmas. I love that.
Yeah, look at him.
Is he married? Yes, he is. There's a ring. This is your cousin?
Yes, wait, girl, they all cute. The whole family cute. All of them.
Why you didn't introduce me to him?
Look at this. Isn't that cute? The little body leggings and...
Oh, that's a mistletoe. That's evergreen pajamas. These are cute Christmas pajamas.
And some of them are black owned. You can wear those out, you know? They got baby stuff.
Look, they got ho, ho, ho pajamas with black Santas. And they got a ho, ho, ho onesie. Mm-hmm. I love that. And he is cute. Damn. Look at that baby with a black Santa onesie. That's cute.
Isn't that cute? And that's why they started now. And she said, it's me, my mom, and my sister, Anna Marie, and my brother, Paul. It's something that we've been talking about doing for the longest as a fun family project for the holidays. But it really was the COVID that made it happen. We missed each other, and we thought it would be fun to get together while we were apart. Look at the Santa mask. How cute is that? And that was from
Paul.
I want
to explain it to the listeners. They have, this is cute too. They have the pajamas, listeners have black Santa clauses on them, and they have black Santa masks.
Hey, wait, put that picture back up. I'm sorry. No, that's a good one. That's a good one. Can I ask? That's a good one.
They have blankets with black Santas. I'm ordering. I love these black Santas. And they have t-shirts. That say ho, ho, ho with the black Santa over each of the hoes. And there's, it's got a white Santa, like a Latin Santa, and a black Santa. So it's inclusive. So it's not only black Santas, they have white, brown, and black. I love it.
Tell him thank you for the white Santa. It means a lot.
It means a lot to you. You are
I know.
Silly.
Is but so terrible, y'all go, going extinct.
And what they named it, though, is interesting. What did you say?
Sherry, just
I said it's terrible. Chris knows he's going to be extinct in like 10 years. It's that's a lot of pressure.
Damn, Sherry.
It's a lot of pressure. I know.
Why do you say that to him? You hurt his feelings.
What I love is
Carol
and
Tom. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, we'll go back to that was Chris and I. So sorry. What did you love? Because I love this black business.
Okay. Look at them. Carol Ann Charm was named after their mom's moms. Carol is her mom's mom, Carla and Paul and Emery. And Charm is their dad's mom. So they named it CarolAnnCharm.com. Isn't that cute? And they got so much more.
That.
You go on the website, it has so much more. And I can't wear. She's designing me. I'm going to get some leggings and a hoodie. I'm on a black.
I'm going because I love the fact that it's Black Santa and it's Carol, CarolAnnCharm. CarolAnnCharm.com. I love those pajamas, the onesies. Make me want to have a baby. The onesies. Mm-hmm. They should tell them they should make onesies for adults.
Yes.
Look at the baby. Look at that baby. Yeah. Oh, that's so cute. I love this black business spotlight.
Isn't that great? So go support because I want to get my stuff too. I'm going to order.
I'm going to get some too. CarolAnnCharm.com. Also, we have our merchandise, Kim. We have our two funny mamas. You see that?
Yes, our mask, our two funny mamas mask. Look at you.
We have our two funny mamas. We have our two funny
and
mamas.
They're quite comfortable.
I keep putting this up every week. I do have different colors. This is just the one that stays on the desk. This is for a man. That's a big one. Two funny mamas. We have coffee mugs. We're getting some more stuff in.
I'm curious if you, will you pop that mask back up, Sherry? Kim, do you think Sherry would be able to lay her lips on a bunch of different people with that mask on?
First of all, I'm not going to be laying my lips on no bunches of people.
I got photos that say different.
What?
Kim, you were wanting to check
Kim
out
wants
some...
to talk about this.
Let's see what's going on.
Kim, Chris, this is how this started.
Please let me know.
Kim... And you can go to buyjack.com/twofunnymamas to get any of our merchandise. But Kim, all of a sudden on our live, she says, Kim goes, you look like you don't know how to kiss. Out of the clear blue sky. Which is so far from the truth.
Chris is cracking up.
That's so mean.
Like, out of the clear blue. She tells me I look like somebody that I don't. She tells me I look like Delroy Lindo, which I don't. And then she says, out of the clear blue, you look like you don't know how to kiss.
There's examples. Let's see. Let's see what we got here. Oh, my goodness.
Now, that's a friend kiss.
She's kissing everybody. That's the problem lately. All these pictures of her kissing everybody.
Who is that?
That's my best friend, and that's Kim's friend, John Murray. Yeah. He's an entertainment reporter, journalist. He knows where all the bones are buried in Hollywood. Everybody talks to him.
All right. Let's see the next one. Okay, now
this is... Okay, please, I'm going to take... You all know that Niecy married a woman, Jessica. Niecy was married to a man for 9 years. Now Niecy's married to a woman. And people are like this is her third marriage. This is her third marriage.
What?
She's very public about it. Remember, she was married to the pastor.
That was first. I thought he was number one.
He was number one. Then she was married to the engineer. He was number two.
Now this is her third, right.
This is her third. So people keep saying, what, Niecy? I didn't know. What happened? I turned Niecy out, Chris.
Is that how that works?
Niecy and I had a kissing scene on Soul Man. Show this. You see that?
Well, Niecy looks like the aggressor. Cedric, look at your hands.
My hands are like, wow, this is a lot, Niecy. Cedric the entertainer is like, damn. Niecy grabbed me into such an aggressive, look at her face.
Yeah, it looks a little
crazy.
She
was so aggressive about kissing me. And let me tell you, it's a lot of people that want to kiss these lips, Niecy Nash included.
Goodness.
You see Niecy? You see how like she was like, and everybody was
I know you got another picture. There's somebody else you kissed too. You are out of control.
Oh, no, I didn't have that picture. It was Heidi Hamilton from Dish Nation.
Why didn't you have it? You sent it to us. Why wouldn't you have it?
I don't know. I don't have it. Here's the deal. I have big lips, and I like to
I want to find that damn picture.
Have you planted those lips on Kim's lips?
I'll kill that.
We've actually never kissed. What did she say?
Go ahead, Kim.
Nothing. I didn't say nothing.
Kim and I've actually never kissed. Before I could kiss Kim, she get on my damn nerves so much.
I do get on her nerves. I love it. Look at this horrible eye makeup.
We've never kissed. I don't know what. Yeah, we've never kissed.
First of all, in 2020, think about this, Chris. 10 years ago, would you ever hear two girls on the podcast talking about, I've never kissed her. That doesn't sound right. The first thing they would never be is normal when you say, oh, no, I never kissed John. Never kissed Chris. No one ever says, oh, no, I never kissed Kim. I now have one of my girlfriends be like, it's a normal thing.
Yeah, I remember it was like, what was it, the VH1, or VH1, MTV Video Music Awards, what was it? Madonna and Britney Spears kissed, and it exploded. It was international news, and it wasn't faux pas. It was just, you had to act like it was that big of a deal. So yes. to your point, yeah, this would not be necessarily part of the conversation.
How life evolves.
Yeah, there's no reason for me to kiss Kim. I mean, like, I like to kiss, and I don't just go around kissing people.
Let me tell you, wait, Chris, you watch out. If I'm drowning, you better put your lips on my lips. If you pull me out the water, I'm going to need you to put your lips open mouth on mine.
Sherry, do you commit to that?
if I was drowning? Yeah, give me mouth to mouth. I'm not playing around. What are you going to whisper in my ear? Sherry, you can make it. Sherry, you can make it. No, put your lips on my lips and get to going. And so if my tongue happens to whisper in your mouth,
That's comedy. Comedy genius. That was good.
Yeah. What are you doing? I'm whispering in her ear, encouraging her on.
I'm encouraging her.
You better put that. It. And then when my tongue start wiggling in your mouth, you like, she alive.
Oh, my God.
We on a roll today. Our 26th episode of Two Funny Mamas.
So you're telling me you don't kiss whoever's in the room for good luck before you start the show like we do here at the studio?
Oh, you and Matt give each other a kiss?
Whether it's Big Matt, you know, burly white dudes, just we have to start the show off right. Nate, whomever.
I think that's just your excuse, Chris.
I think that's like a move I pull. It's not. Yeah, you're gonna hear something where it's like local media co-founder files harassment.
I know Matt looked up. Matt looked up. Like, wait, what? What?
Yeah.
I'm glad you said something.
Matt was like, you got to talk to me first before you start just introducing, you know, subjects into
a pre-show podcast. Good luck, kiss.
Oh my god. I am going to say this, though. I think that in the time period that we're in, connection is so important. And I understand that we have COVID, but, you know, it's just connection is important. Touch is important. If you hold hands, wash them, but connect in some type of way.
That's a great point. Sherry, I'm going to see a comic tonight, and I have not. I'm somebody who's been at comedy clubs like that. I'll just go pop by every weekend, right? Go see whoever's in town, and I haven't been in forever. I'm going to go see Godfrey tonight.
Godfrey.
Yeah, and then
you tell Godfrey Kim and I said hi. Godfrey is a comic who's very
so
funny. With a big old smile.
Yes,
and you watch his eyes light up because he loves me and Kim.
His feature is a huge fan of yours too. I believe he's writing on a BET show right now, a comic from LA named Akeem Woods. He's very talented, but he was so excited to hear you guys are doing well. So, shout out to Akeem and Godfrey.
Yeah, Akeem was
that's so awesome. I think Godfrey and I did we kiss?
Oh boy. No, not that, Matt.
Oh, you talking about Godfrey?
No, I'm going to see the Godfrey. Matt just pulled an okie doke.
Are you talking about Black Godfrey or White Godfrey?
Wait a minute.
I never kissed. What's his first name? Charles Godfrey?
That's Gilbert Gottfried.
Gilbert Gottfried? I've never kissed Gilbert Gottfried.
Yeah, I don't know. Kim, I think she just admitted.
I don't want to kiss Gilbert Gottfried.
I think you did.
Who pulled that picture up?
That was Matt.
That's Gilbert Gottfried with the D.
I think we caught Sherry in an admission here.
Yes.
No, I ain't never kissed Gilbert Gottfried. I don't want to kiss Gilbert Gottfried. I'm talking about Black Godfrey. He played my boyfriend on my TV show, Sherry, on Lifetime.
He rocked it.
He got what?
He got fired. Godfrey.
Oh.
He got fired. So I don't think we got to, we were supposed to kiss. I don't think that we did.
I'll let him know tonight that he owes you a kiss.
No, you don't have to let him know all that. He don't owe me a kiss. Don't start up my kiss dates.
Starting stuff.
Next thing I know, the quarantine is lifted, and I see Godfrey at the Laugh Factory. He's going to smack me on the lips. He's going to get his ass smacked.
Right.
And he's like, well, Chris told me, just come up and kiss you. Don't do that.
Mm-mm.
He lives in New York.
He's in L.A. all the time. All right, so let's see. All right, what else were we... did we do it? Oh, there was a couple things I needed to read. Kim, comments to people, and I'm going to read them. How long have we been talking, Chris?
Four hours.
Over an hour.
You're at 1:24.
Oh my gosh!
Yes,
how do you talk so long. Oh my gosh!
You this be is running from... them lips.
And we didn't even get to talk about the fact how you say you want to, how you say you want to kiss. Like when we were talking about kissing, I was telling Kim how you kiss. Kim's like, I need you to scrape your tongue. Like she was all into the clinical of it. Like instead of nibbling the lips and slightly licking the inside of the ear.
I need you to brush your teeth,
sucking on the earlobe. Kim's like, I need you to gargle and brush your teeth and scrape your tongue. We're so in different planes of thought here. Ashley Alibi said, hi, Sherry and Kim. My favorite moments so far are when Kim was saying she used to think white guys heard African drums if they touched her. I couldn't help myself but to laugh when Sherry asked Kim if she read the book of Joshua. Kim said Joshua and David were first cousins. I thought just like Sherry did. I said to myself, huh, I didn't know that. Of course, classic Kim turns a Holy Ghost moment into a joke with, I'm in real life. My brother's son's name is David. You are weird, Kim. I love the Ask a White Dude segment, too. I listen to you ladies all the time, and I'm so happy you made this podcast. I've listened to business podcasts, stories, podcasts that are geared towards one topic and are a little more scripted. I've never heard a podcast as natural as Two Funny Mamas. I'm listening to two best friends that have known each other for years talk on the phone or via FaceTime, and I love it. You two remind me of being with some of my good friends. You feed off each other so well, and I feel like I'm with family. We're cracking on each other at the barbecue, and it's a great time. She said, thank you for creating this podcast. That's Ashley Ellaby, and we appreciate that.
Oh, that was nice. Well written, Ashley.
Thank you, Ashley. Jeffrey, get the door. It's Mr. Henry. Then,
why he got to be with the tutor on Saturday?
Because he was missing assignments.
He's not putting in the work on Tuesdays. That's why.
He's not putting in the work. Oh, but guess what? Oh, hey, Scotty, hold on. That's my nephew. But guess what? You take that damn cell phone, guess what? Them assignments get going. This is the last email because my nephew's here to pick up some furniture because I'm moving. Hey, Sherry, I'm a high school teacher, and I do not expect parents to teach the students. Plus, being a teacher of teens, the responsibility falls on the teacher to guide the teen to become self-sufficient in a school setting. They are young adults, and they need to be treated as such. What you described is similar to what my seven-year-old experiences. Jeffrey is too old for this hand-holding. I will call a parent if the student is struggling emotionally, but there's so many other avenues to support students without overwhelming parents and families. I don't know what kind of school he is attending, but I think it costs. I teach in a public high school in the middle of Phoenix. These teachers at Jeffrey's school need to take responsibility and need to facilitate Jeffrey in advocating and being responsible for himself. If my public high school has support staff and processes in place to support students, I'd assume that Jeffrey's would as well. These teachers, I'm not going to say, he said they sound like a mess. I feel for you, and I wish Jeffrey were in my class. You would be impressed, Ryan. Thank you, Ryan. That was sweet. Ryan is saying, take your hands off of it and let
the teachers, yep.
It was kind of overwhelming. People really responded to my rant. I think a lot of parents are just overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. Just with everything. It might have been a different story with mine, but it's the same feeling overwhelmed. It's the same going through people passing. It's
you got to step back.
So hopefully this election will change some things, and we're going to go because we're petering out. We're both tired. I stayed up to 4 a.m. and I got a couple texts in, and I need to.
She said she was tired, so she's going to end. She wants to respond.
Yeah, I got a couple texts in, like, good morning, sunshine. Then I need to.
Thank God someone's giving you some attention. I tried, but you ignored it.
Well, you're not enough, okay? You're not enough.
Sometimes I've heard that before.
I get by with a little help from my friends, and sometimes I get by with a little help from, anyway.
A text. All right, y'all, we're going to shut it down. Please remember to go to carolandcharm.com support Black business. My cousins put this together. You will love the products. It is absolutely
the camera. Can you look at the camera? Open your eyes and look at the camera. You look like you've been.
I was looking around trying to see what was next. Hey, okay, sorry, because I think I'm talking to my listeners. Hey, y'all, we've had a good time with you.
We have
a great week, and see you again on Two Funny Mamas. Please tell your friends and family to hit that subscribe button on YouTube. Go to our store for merchandise. buyjack.com/twofunnymamas.
And to listen to us, just type into your Google or Yahoo search engine, Two Funny Mamas Podcast, and it'll take you to every podcast that we're on, and you can listen to us and you can subscribe. So thank you so much. And we've had a great time. This is our 26th episode. And we're Two really, thank you for hanging in there with us. I think we're getting better and better. All right. Yeah. Two. night. Not good night. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Yeah, that's good. About to throw down again. Tickling the soul from beginning to the end. Two dope friends, I love the way they do their thing. They digress, don't distress, such a beautiful mess. Two real ones, so true, and the topics they address. So go ahead and subscribe, cause the party gets live. Take a seat, get strapped in, they're about to...